Hi, we're Mixed Spice Creative Studios.
Hello.
This is I'm Kat. This is Natalie. We are a multidisciplinary art studio and gallery that's set up in the Adelaide CBD. We launched in March. I think we took over our venue in March, and we launched our gallery and studio space to the public in April the 27th. And so this course has been really very good timing, actually, because we've already really just started our business venture, and they're here to teach us all the things that we need to know.
And whereabouts are you in the CBD?
Foremanal Place, right across the road from the library, pretty much.
Yeah, so where the Historian Hotel is.
Okay.
Just past the Historian Hotel.
So what sort of stock do you keep?
Well, we're generally artists,
usually people.
People stock.
Their artworks.
So we rent out studio tenancies for creatives to make work. So we're currently home to studios that have painters in them. We've got some musicians, we've got jewellers, we've got street artists, we've got designers, digital printers, a whole range of creatives making what they do. And then our gallery side of it, we have rotating exhibitions that showcase exhibitions from local artists as well. So at the moment we've got a show by Alexandra Bellis. She's an emerging freelance designer and artist, and it's all like continuous line artwork, which is really beautiful. And then the other side of it as well is we are running a consistent program of arts and community events in the space as well, to sort of get people in there, get them comfortable with making art, and, you know, hopefully carry a little bit of that inspiration away with them.
And what did you get out of the program that we've just been on? Was it good for you?
Undecided. It's pretty good. Interesting, because I didn't know a lot of the stuff, but undecided generally.
I think it's very useful to, you know, things like the customer, putting yourself in the customer's shoes, and, you know, like, it's interesting because we launched as we sort of had our idea when we launched, and then so it's kind of a little bit retrograde with this. It's like, as opposed to starting from nothing and building your idea as you go, it's sort of been about reevaluating the parts of our idea as we, you know, as
making
we're
going. It's definitely helped make things clearer,
yeah,
and given us tools to help ourselves make it clearer what it is, and to be able to find out how to do that.
Yeah, I found that too. Yeah. And for the Adelaide Chronicles.
So, my name's Kiralee, and sitting next to me here is Sam. And on my other side is Sue Gilby.
Holding the recorder.
Yeah, and the three of us, Sue and myself and Sam, we are the Adelaide Chronicles. So, we collect stories from the ancient times to now. Because we believe that in order for the people of Great Adelaide to move forward into a sustainable and regenerative future, we've got to first understand and respect the past. As you well know, so you've been part of it.
Absolutely. And it's been a huge learning curve for me, being on this project. And what about you, Sam? Have you appreciated the way that we've been able to crystallise what we're doing?
Yeah, I think it's been really helpful in terms of, given that the three of us are a group, it's made sure and helped us actually confirm exactly what it is we're trying to do and get agreement amongst ourselves. So even though we're coming from the same place, it's actually important that we've spent the time together to actually understand truly what it is we're actually looking to achieve with this project.
And to do it in a given time frame too, that, you know,
it makes it a lot harder.
It really does.
It's very intense.
Yeah.
But I think it's been wonderful.
Mm,
I think
me too.
We have moved ahead in leaps and bounds with that project. You know, it started with you, Sue, with your ideas born over many years of collecting stories, and then of course Sam and then myself came along last to help bring it to fruition, I suppose. And so this course was very timely for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've got a big pitch. tonight.
We do, yeah. It's four minutes to convince an audience that we are worthy of $2,500.
That some of us are.
Yeah, right? So, yeah.
Well, whether we get the money or not, there's just a value in being forced, effectively, to stand up in front of strangers and actually say, hey, we're here, this is what we want to do, and be able to get across to them clearly in a short period exactly why we're doing this.
Yes.
That's one of the things that's come out of it.
Yes.
How important is for people to understand why we're wanting to do the things we're doing.
Yep.
Definitely.
No doubt about
it. It's really good practice as well, because, you know, like when you're a creative individual or creative group, you know, a lot of survival is about pitching to big business and pitching to government for grants and, you know, like all of that sort of stuff. So it's incredibly good practice to be able to narrow down in 4 minutes what it is you do, why is it important, and, you know, why people should help you.
Yeah, and what the funding will go for if they decide.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
and we've done 4 minutes between three.
That's amazing. There you go. Yeah.
We fought for every second.
Okay, thanks so much. Unless you've got anything else that you want to say about it?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.